This is an exercise in focus and in the idea that what you focus on increases. I first learned this exercise from Robert Fritz, who wrote The Path of Least Resistance, a wonderful book that you should look into. And I've amended this exercise over many years, but I still find it incredibly useful. So here's the exercise. What you focus on increases. So take a moment, turn off all your devices, find a place where you can be comfortable and sit for a moment. And as you sit, take a deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And as you exhale, just release anything that you're ready to let go of so that you can focus on the present moment. And now I'd like you to just bring your awareness, your attention, to one of your hands. Either one is fine. Many people focus on their dominant hand. Whichever hand you choose is fine. And I'd like you to just focus on that hand for a moment and notice how you are focusing on that hand and how you know you're focusing on that hand. Let me explain. As you're focusing on the hand, you may see the hand in your mind's eye. Or you may feel the hand and a sensation of energy in the hand. For some people, that energy is like a tingling or an electricity. For others, it's a warmth or even a coolness. For some people, when they focus on their hand, they imagine a color around the hand. Or they just tell themselves, I'm focusing on my hand right now. And they know that their attention is there. And that there's energy that comes with attention. Energy that follows focus. So as you focus on that hand, allow your focus to increase gently and naturally. Simply by bringing your awareness to the hand, which may feel heavy or light. And now, I'd like you to imagine that your focus on your hand and your increasing focus on your hand also increases the sensation and awareness of energy in the hand. And that there's a dial in your mind's eye. And this dial goes from the number 1 to the number 7, measuring the intensity of your focus and the energy in the hand, with 1 being the lowest amount and 7 being the highest. You are now at about 2. So just bring your focus to your hand and to the dial, imagining that you are increasing the number on the dial from 2 to 3. And as your focus increases, the energy in your hand also increases. And the sensation of energy and the awareness of energy increases with your focus. As the focus moves from 3 to 4, as the focus increases, the energy in your hand also increases with your awareness. As you move from 4 to 5, you may be noticing the energy quite palpably right now. As your focus increases, the energy in your hand also increases. As your awareness moves from 5 to 6, the energy increases, the sensation increases. As your focus now goes all the way to 7, and as it does, you may notice you have more energy in your hand than when you started. This improves with practice. Practice makes permanent. So, how can we use this? I'd like you to bring your awareness now to your strengths, to strengths that you have as a person. For example, focus on your creativity, the thing that makes you an artist, the thing that makes you alive, Focus on your creative impulse and ways that you have expressed it successfully, just by being engaged with what you care about. Focus on your creativity and allow it to increase. Increase the sensation of creativity in yourself. The strength of your creative connection and flow. And then you might want to focus on your intelligence. And how by focusing on your intelligence and feeding and nourishing yourself by learning, you expand and deepen and widen your intelligence in ways that matter to you. Maybe it's your emotional intelligence that you are expanding. Maybe it's a subject that you've always wanted to learn, or something you're good at and now you're getting even better. As you focus on your intelligence and allow your intelligence to increase its capacity, as if you are increasing your bandwidth for learning. And then focus on your kindness. Kindness is a very powerful energy. And as we are focusing on these strengths, you may be thinking of your own other strengths. And that's just right. Whatever strengths are coming to mind for you or that you have planned to focus on, you can choose those and focus on those as you focus on your kindness and allow your kindness toward yourself to flow through those other strengths. Now focus on the idea or the energy of being unstoppable. Being unstoppable in what matters to you. So that you can always keep committing. You can add focus and kindness, creativity, and intelligence to the ways that you are unstoppable. So that those energies are increasing right now, just as the energy in your hand was increasing a moment ago. And now that you are unstoppable in your energy field, focus on whatever comes to mind. Surprise yourself with a strength that will be the right one for right now, and trust yourself. And focus on trust. Trust yourself. And in a moment, when you come back to full awakening reality, feeling so much better than before, knowing that you are an unstoppable artist whose unstoppable self-kindness flows out like a fountain toward others. And in your work, you are communicating strongly and with passion and intelligence. And you are aligned with your true path so that the actions you take and the focus you commit to and the habits you develop through ritual become a part of you, and you live them in a life that's rich and full and contributory. And so in a moment, you can come back to full awakening awareness, bringing your focus back into the room and noticing that as you begin to open your eyes and return to present awakening reality, you may already notice some changes in the light, some changes in how you feel, and some positive impact on your choices for the rest of the day. Okay, feel well, be well. This is Julie Flanders, julieflanders.com.